Well, maybe, but with Republicans now in charge of the House of Representatives and the Democrats in control of the Senate and White House, the country could be facing instead 2 years of political stalemate, just as it struggles to come out of a crippling recession. Greg Ipp is the U.S. economics editor of The Economist magazine. He's been thinking about how the new division of power in Washington will affect the economic recovery and joined us in our studios to talk about it. Good morning.
Good morning. Nice to be here.
You have written that Wall Street wisdom holds that political gridlock is good for the economy. How so? Why is that conventional wisdom, and why may that not be true?
Well, the conventional wisdom says that when Democrats and Republicans are busy quarreling with each other, they have less time to tie business up with red tape or to bust the budget. But I'm thinking that perhaps that rule may not be true this time around. And the reason why is the economy is extremely weak, and there are several items on the agenda for Congress that need to be acted on that could counteract that weakness. They involve things like extending some of the expiring provisions of the Obama stimulus, such as extended unemployment insurance benefits. And most important, they involve acting on the expiration of George Bush's tax cuts. Unless Congress votes to extend some or all of those tax cuts, and Obama agrees to do it, they're all going to expire at the end of this year. And that will hit everybody with a tax increase at a very delicate time for the economy.
Now, do all economists buy into this idea that you have just laid out?
I think that most thoughtful economists on both the left and the right would agree in general that a bit of government borrowing now is probably good for the economy, either to fund tax cuts or a bit more spending, because the economy is quite weak. But they would also agree that with debts headed towards their highest levels of the post-war period, we need some kind of a 5 to 10 year plan to stabilize and bring down those debt levels. But again, the gridlock that we're faced with suggests that we're not going to get that plan anytime soon.
Well, I think among politicians, we might be thinking of a 2 year plan. That is to say, they're already looking at the 2012 election. And what does the historical record say about how politicians manage the economy when they're in campaign mode, which they seem to be all the time now?
Well, here's the worrisome thing. If you look at the historical record, it seems that crises have this uncanny ability to strike us exactly around election time. Think back to 2008, the Lehman Brothers fiasco and the failed initial vote on the troubled asset relief program. Both of those things happened in part because politicians were reluctant to take the unpopular steps necessary to bail out the financial system when they were so close to an election. If we are stuck with gridlock for the next 2 years, we're going to try and push all these problems to 2012. The question then becomes, is all the investors we're relying on to lend us the money we need to finance these deficits, are they going to remain patient or are they going to get worried?
Well, that does bring us to the fact that the inability to reduce the deficit could very well hurt investor confidence. And that brings us to the $13 trillion worth of debt. A lot of that debt is owed to other countries and much of it to China.
Look, the United States has a long history of being very responsible with the way it manages its economy and its debts. Right now, we can borrow at extremely low interest rates. But in a year or two, if the recovery does pick up as many people expect, what's your plan for paying this money back? Other countries have sometimes defaulted on their debts or they've turned to inflation. Even though that the United States does not have a tradition of doing that, it's a risk that investors are going to worry about. And if they do worry about it, it could be very painful for us. It could manifest itself as much higher interest rates.
Greg Ipp is just out with The Little Book of Economics, How the Economy Works in the Real World. Thanks very much.
Good to talk to you.